Friday, the 29th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today, of course, we are going to look at Sunday's Gospel, and Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, and I hope everything's ready in your house for the first Sunday of Advent, that you have your purple cloth out, if you have a purple cloth or a pink cloth, that'll do, that you have your bowl with some green leaves, maybe succulents in it, and some candles in it, so that you can light your candles, your four candles for Advent, and maybe you want a bigger one in the middle for Christmas, or just the four, I don't mind. And we can remember the little rhyme. Do you remember the little rhyme that goes with Advent? First one, then two, then three, then four, and then the Christ child at the door. That's what we're doing. We're remembering the four Sundays in Advent. So this first Sunday in Advent, you're going to hear about quite a disturbing gospel. It's actually quite a frightening gospel. And it can sound a lot like the news at the moment. Because Luke, we're reading from Luke's gospel. Remember, we're in year C. We talked about this all week. We had the first reading in our new liturgical cycle, year C. And the gospel begins, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, on earth nations in agony." Well, we can say that is happening at the moment. We can see that around us, huh? We can see lots of countries that are at war with each other, and if you look at the news, it's very scary. And we can see people bewildered by the turmoil of the ocean and its waves. Huh, that's an interesting one, isn't it? But actually, we've seen some stuff that looks like that as well with global warming. We've seen huge storms that have really destroyed parts of the world. Fortunately, not so much in South Africa, although Natal has had some pretty bad storms. But in other parts of the world, in the United States and in some of the island countries, there have been terrible destruction. And then the last part says, "But you will also see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory." And then Luke writes, "When these things begin to take place, stand erect, hold your heads high, because your liberation is at hand." What's Luke saying? Well, essentially he's saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of all the stuff that's going on, because this is happening. It is happening. But God is with us. The Son of Man is coming. So who's the Son of Man? That's an Old Testament word for Jesus. And it's a word Jesus uses to describe himself. And we hear him described as the Son of Man in the Gospels. So Jesus is coming. And his liberation of us is at hand. And then the Gospel goes on about saying, don't kind of give up and don't do things you shouldn't be doing, but instead stay awake and pray. And hold your ground, because the Son of Man is coming. And we get that twice. So that's really important. So we're preparing for the coming of the Son of Man. Now, in Luke's Gospel, this is not referring to Christmas so much as it's referring to the second coming, when Jesus comes again. And it's a bit confusing. Some of you may say, but miss, I've had someone ask me that question recently, but miss, didn't Jesus say, I'm with you always, at the end of Matthew's Gospel? And he did. And so Jesus is with us. He came in a special way during his lifetime, 2,000 years ago when he was born in Bethlehem, which is what we're going to celebrate when we get to Christmas. We're celebrating Jesus' coming. And he promised that he's still with us, and then he's going to come again in a special way later in time. We don't know exactly when. Jesus also says we can't predict when. So in different times in the earth's history, people have gone, it's now. The second coming is coming now. Some people are saying that about our own time. But you can't tell. Only God knows. So it's not really worth worrying about, is what Jesus says. But trust that Jesus is with you. Jesus is coming. And what does Jesus always say to us? He always says to us, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Know that I am with you, and don't be afraid. So even when you watch the news and it's terrible news, or you listen to this reading and it sounds really scary, Jesus is actually saying, don't worry, it's okay, I'm with you. Even though sometimes bad things happen, I am with you, and I will help you, and you will come through them. Because ultimately, God has us in hand. We belong to God, and nothing can change that. Let's close our eyes now, and let's ask for God's blessing on each one of you. Lord, we ask that we may know in our hearts and in our whole beings that you are with us. Help us to trust in you and not to be afraid, to stand firm in our own lives, and to know you are there with us, holding us, protecting us, and filling us with your love. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.